time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Shelley Wright. She is the Executive Director of the Family Support and Children's Justice Center. And, you know, a lot of, like, this time of the year, it seems like everybody's doing a trunk or treat, and it's hard to decide which ones you want to go to and those kinds of things. So they're going to do something a little differently out at the Children's Justice Center this year. They're going to have a Halloween carnival. We're going to talk all about it with Shelley today. Shelley, how are you this morning?
I'm great. How are you doing, Dave?
I'm doing well. Thank you for coming in. Let's talk about the things that are going on out at the Children's Justice Center and the Family Support Center right now. How are things going right now?
Actually, Dave, we are doing pretty good. We're steady helping families, which is always a good thing. And we're seeing new families coming to the center. And we are just busy. We're busy out of the Emory County Children's Justice Center and the Carbon Children's Justice Center, the Family Support Center. We're busy.
Busy's a good way to be sometimes.
Yes.
Sometimes. So we were talking before we came on the air about the fact that we are, whether people like to admit it or not, we are headed into that holiday season.
Yes, we are.
And you guys offer some things out there to maybe decrease the load on parents for a little while if things are getting too hectic. Maybe you've got coming up, you know, we've got Thanksgiving coming up. Maybe you've got shopping that you need to get done, those kinds of things. You guys offer a thing out there, a service called Respite Care. And let's talk about that for just a moment before we get into the carnival.
You bet. Dave, Respite Care, the purpose of it is just to try to reduce the level of stress that families go through, especially during the holiday season. Finances are expensive. A lot of pressures are, you know, to get the kids gifts or to do anything in the holidays can be very stressful. So, you know, the Family Support Center is there to support the parents during the high levels of stress by caring for their children. Take a couple hours, drop them off at the center. Of course, call ahead of time, but bring them to the center. Give yourself an opportunity to make your Christmas list. Go to the grocery store. Get some grocery shopping done. Take a little mental health break and just take care of you. Let us take care of the kids.
And I know that is a tough thing to do when you are a parent.
Absolutely.
Because, you know, you feel like this is my responsibility. It's my child. I need to be taking care of it, and I need to deal with X, Y, and Z. But there's nothing that says you can't take some time for yourself.
Absolutely. Because think about it. When you get on an airplane, they tell you, put your mask on yourself first and then put the oxygen mask on your kiddo. They tell you that because how good are we to take care of our kids if we're not taken care of, if we're not healthy ourselves? And your kids need a break from you as well. So if the stress is high in the home, just let us help reduce that stress.
And that's just one way that the Family Support and Children's Justice Center helps families here in our area. If you need a break, and the great thing is, you know what? If you've got to go grocery shopping, if you've got, you know, we've talked about doctor's appointments and appointments and things like that. If you need their help, they are there and they can, you know, help you out a little bit. But yeah, please give them a call before you just come out there and let them know what you're going to need and they can help you out as much as possible. So let's get into this one. October 30th from 3 to 5 out there in the parking lot. And as I said, we were talking before we came on the air about the fact that there are so many trunk or treats in our area that go on, and I like them. I think they're great.
They're great. They're safe.
Right. You don't have to, you know, your kid's not out running around a neighborhood and things. You're all in an enclosed space and those kinds of things. But we do get to the point where we have a lot. In fact, we get to the point so much that I believe some even started last weekend. So
yes,
to be able to get them all in before the end of the year. And you guys were like, you know what, we're just not going to do a trunk or treat this year, but we're going to do something fun for the kids anyway.
Yes, Dave, we decided to do more of a carnival style Halloween event for the kiddos in the community. We're not going to be able to do our Spook Alley that we usually offer, which has been such a fun activity that we provide. So instead, we're going to have games and prizes. There probably will be a couple of trunks decorated and candy being delivered or handed out from the trunks. But we're going to kind of keep it carnival style, have popcorn and cotton candy and just games and prizes for all the kids and the families.
And just kind of focus more on the games and having a good time.
Yes.
That's what it's all about out there. So once again, this is going on October 30th from 3 to 5 in the parking lot of the Family Support and Children's Justice Center. Head on out there. It's going to be a lot of fun. Halloween Carnival. And this is really, the great thing too is it's a Monday. It's the Monday before Halloween, so they can still go trick-or-treating on Tuesday night if they so choose. But yep, this one is going to be a lot of fun and get everybody out there and have a good time. Shelley, thank you so much for coming in and talking to us about this. We appreciate the time.
Dave, I appreciate you for inviting me to be here today. Thank you.
Anytime. Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.